The second sicha in Likud the Sicha is Chilik Yud Gimel Parshas Matos. This is a short Likud. It was said by the Rebbe Shabbos Parshas Matos Masei Tovshin Lamed Beis, and was edited 2 years later for Shabbos Parshas Matos Tovshin Lamed Dalet. Unlike the usual Rashi Sicha, where the Rebbe takes a text of Rashi and analyzes it, here the analysis is why Rashi didn't comment on some glaring questions in the Parsha. Interestingly, though, in the Ha'aris of the Sicha, some actual comments of Rashi will be explained and crystallized based on the Rebbe's beer here. This shir is going to be text-based. We're going to go through the actual Sicha with a focus on going through every single Ha'ara and explaining it as well, so that we come out with a complete understanding of this beautiful Sicha. A full perek of Parshas Matos is devoted to describing the war that the Yidden fought with the nation of Midian and its aftermath. And the Sicha opens with analyzing what happened right when the Yidden won. The Parsha Seino Mesupar, in our Parsha, it is told, Shala'achar Shemitzchu B'nei Yisrael Es Midyan V'yaviyu Es Hashevi'u Malkayach V'chulum. After the Yidden won Midyan, and they brought all the spoils and the booty, Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter, gave a command, four instructions. Firstly, Sa Eisreish Malkayach Hashvi Ba'adam V'Behema. First, count up the amount of people and animals that were captured in this war. Second, you are to divide these spoils between those who went to war and the rest of the community. And Rashi clarifies, because when you say divide, it could be divided up into a bunch of portions. Rashi clarifies, half of the total spoils was going to go to those who fought the war. The other half was going to go to the Yidden. That's instruction number two. Instruction number three, now that you've counted the spoils and they've been divided in two halves, now Hashem wants a tax to be collected from the spoils, a different tax from each half. From the half that belonged to the people that went to war, it's going to be one living being per 500, one person per every 500 people, one animal per every 500 animals. V'nosata le'Elazar ha'Kayin. That tax was going to go to Elazar the Kayin. Instruction number four. Umi machatziz b'nei Yisrael, tikach echad achuz min ha'chamishim, v'nosata esam ha'levim. From the half belonging to the Yidden, instead of taking one per 500, you're going to take one per 50. And you're going to give them to the Levim. U'mesayim ha'kosev, and the pasuk ends off, v'yas Moshe v'Elazar ha'Kayin, kasha tzivah Hashem es Moshe. Moshe and Elazar did exactly as was commanded. They counted the booty. They divided it in two halves. From the war people half, they gave one per 500 to Elazar. From the Yidden's half, they gave one per 50 to the Levim. Achar kach, the pasuk doesn't end there. Mefaret hakosuv schum hamalkoyach shakol min v'min. The pasuk details the amount of booty that there was of every type. How many people were there? How many sheep were there? How many cattle were there? How many donkeys were there? Then it says, just in case we couldn't do the math, Schum hamachatzis shall call min v'min hashayach atoyf se'amulchama. V'chesh ben hamechaz la'ashem mimenu. It goes in details how much is half of every type that belonged to the people that went to war, and therefore how much is one per 500 of that going to Hashem. Umi kol min v'min b'frati is doing this in detail for every type. V'chein schum machatzis b'nei Yisrael mikol min v'min, as well as detailing the half of the Yidden, how much they had of every type. Umi sayim. But here it ends off. Umi machatzis B'nei Yisrael, esa'achuz echad min hachamishim. From the half of the Jews, they got one per 50. The ene mefaret misparam, but it does not detail how much was the one per 50. So it does say how much their half was, how many people, sheep, cattle, and donkeys they had, but it doesn't say how much tax went to the Levim. So the structure again, so we have it in the context of the Sicha, is as follows. Four instructions. Count, divide in half, one per 500 from the war half, one per 50 from the Yidden's half. Then the pasuk actually gives us the detail. It first says the total of the booty. Then it says the total of the halves of the war people plus the total of how much they gave. And then on the Yidden side, it only says the total of the booty, but it doesn't detail how much they actually gave. The lechayre may move on klal, and at the surface, we have a bunch of questions here. First of all, lama marich hakosul lefarid kol misparim elu. First of all, why such detail in all these numbers? It would be enough to say they did what Hashem commanded them. Why is it relevant to know, firstly, how much booty there is at all, and specifically, how much of each type there was? That's the first question. Number two, ba'afilu im noimar shahatayra reitza me'ezatam sheyiyya lohidiyya kol prate amura. Even if, for whatever reason, Torah wants to give us all the details of what happened, just give us the sum total, the umbrella number, how much booty was there complete. And it will be self-understood. It will be understood how much belongs to the people that go to war, half, plus of that, how much is one of 500. And also the numbers of the second half. Everything would be obvious. On the other hand, if Torah, for whatever reason, does want to write that, then we have to understand why the Torah didn't go with the full detail and say also how much was the 1 per 50 of the Yidden's half. In other words, you got to pick your choice. Either you don't give detail at all, which seems the more logical way to go, or if you're giving detail, give full detail. Don't stop and say how much the half of the Yidden was without spelling out how much was the 1 per 50. Well, the Hoysif, and the Rebbe says, these questions become additionally problematic, because these questions are, when learning the simple meaning of the verses, and therefore Rashi should have had to answer them. As we've spoken many times, Rashi explains anything difficult in the simple learning of the Ksuvim. If Rashi does not answer these questions, that means there's no room for these questions in Pshuta Shel Mikra. So, we have a couple of ha'aras here to go through. Firstly, ha'ara 4. When the Rebbe asked his original question, why is it relevant to know the number in general of the booty? The Rebbe actually gives us an example, a comparison for this. Just like the Parsha did not give us the detail of the booty in Parsha's Chukas, when the Yidden fought with Sichin and Oig, even though of course there was booty there, of course there were spoils, yet the Torah doesn't deem it necessary to give us the detail. Now, in the parentheses, the Rebbe doesn't leave any stone unturned. The Rebbe addresses the issue, how do you know there was booty by the Milchemes Sichin and Oig? You can't just assume it. How do you know? The raya that Rebbe brings is, "Kemuvan gam mizeh shadak b'milchemes haknan yechrimu akol," because Torah makes mention by the war before Sichon and Og that the Yidden decided to completely consecrate, make holy all the spoils that they brought from their war with the Kanani. In other words, it was obvious that there was always going to be spoils, just that in the war of the Kanani they decided to give everything to the Eibishter, but in the war of Sichon and Og they kept it. So from the very specification that the Yidden were machrim everything by Milchemes HaKanani, it's understood that by every other war there was also booty. So if the Torah didn't detail the Shevi when it came to Milchemes Sichin Va'eig, it's pointless to detail it in Parshas Matis when it comes to Milchemes Midyan. However, one could still say, maybe over there in Parshas Chukas, the reason why the Torah doesn't delineate it is because there was no commandment of what to do with the spoils. So it's irrelevant for Torah, which is a book of mitzvahs, to say that number. Mashenkin over here, when it comes to Parshas Matis, Milchemes Midyan, there was a relevant commandment of what to do with the spoils. Therefore, it might be important to know the number. That's what one might say. Says the Rebbe, no. Hadei gam kan, ein negeya klal hoidas ha-mispar mikra le'inyan atzivoy. Knowing the exact number in the Pasuk has nothing to do with the commandment. In other words, even if we were to hear the Pasuk say, without giving a number, that Hashem said, divide the spoils in half, give one half to the war guys, one half to the Yidden, and of those two halves, take 1/500th and 1/50th. Even if we didn't know the numbers, we would know that was the commandment what to do with it, and that's what the Yidden did. So the actual listing of the numbers still remains pointless. Ha'ara number 5. The question in the Sicha was, if for whatever reason, the Torah does want to tell us what happened, all you have to give us is the umbrella number, the total number of booty. And we would know how to divide it in half and how to divide that into 1 to 500th and 1 to 50th. And that is Kekushias HaRamban HaOirachayim. This question is asked by the Ramban and the Oirachayim. The Ramban's answer we will get to further in the actual Sif Aleph. Here in Ara 5, the Rebbe deals with the answer of the Oirachayim, as well as an answer to one of the questions given by a different Mefarish. First, there's Mashatidei HaOirachayim. There's what the Oirachayim answers, and the Rebbe only quotes his beginning words, Shehu Legalis Shehamechas Hoya Miligav. It is to reveal that the tax was within and not without. And the Eir HaChaim explains what he means. If the Torah just says to give 1 per 500 to Elazar or 1 per 50 to the Levim, it's not clear how that works. Does that mean you count 500 and then you give the 501st animal to Elazar? So it's 1 per 500? Or is it you count 499 and the 500th one goes to Elazar? In other words, one of the 500. Not 1 per 500, but one of the 500. This is called milibar or miligav. From the outside or from the inside. Milibar means to say you count out 500 and you give the 501st to Elazar. Miligav means you count 499 and the 500th animal you give to Elazar. Says the Eir HaChaim, if the Torah wouldn't have detailed the numbers, it wouldn't be clear what kind of tax that was. But by saying exactly how many animals there were, and then counting out the number that the Yidden gave to Elazar and to the Levim, it becomes clear that the Torah means one of 500. In other words, you count 499, and you give the 500th one to Elazar or the 50th one to the Levim. That's the Eir HaChaim's answer. Bechein, Tirutz HaMarshal. Also, there is the answer of the Marshal in the Yiriyah Shleimer. The Yiriyah Shleimer is a sefer that Marshal wrote specifically on Pirushashi al HaTorah. And he deals with a different question. He deals with Alakushya Lama Mefarat Machtzis Bnei Yisrael. He deals with just that one question of why does the Torah delineate the numbers of the half of the Yidden? He says, I get the first half. He's only dealing with the second half. Why does it say that second half? And he says, the Pasuk uses a specific Lashon, which the Rebbe also will address later on in Ara 18. But here, he deals with that same Lashon. The Pasuk says, when describing the Yidden's half, it says, "Umimachatzis b'nei Yisrael, asher chotza Moshe min ha'anashim atzayim." The half of the Yidden, which Moshe had divided from the war people. Since that Pasuk is written in past tense, the Marashal learns that the half was first given to the Yidden, and then they were able to choose which animals go as the tax. Because that's an interesting point to think about. In the Psukim, Hashem doesn't say which animal you give. You can choose whichever one. Out of every 500, or out of every 50, you give one animal. You get to choose the quality. You get to choose which one it is. That's called in Nigla, Toivas Hano. You have the right to have the pleasure to choose which to give as the gift. So the Marashal says, it's to let us know, why does Torah write the half of the Yidden? It's to let us know shekvar masar Moshe hamachtzis l'chol ha'eda, that Moshe already gave the half to the Yidden, v'heim yifrishu l'levim, and they separated to the Levim. Teivas hana haya lohem. There's a mistake in the older print of the Gezichas, it just says the word la, it should be lohem. The teivas hana belonged to them. Avoloi sheyikhu anshei atzava v'hateiva lohem. But in the case of the army half, that wasn't the case. They weren't allowed to have the Teivas Hanah. That was dictated by somebody else, by Moshe Rabbeinu. So perhaps that could be a reason why the Torah delineates the Machtzis Bnei Yisrael. These answers, says the Rebbe, Masha Tiretz Eir HaChaim and Tiretz HaMarshal, Ein Rashi Meramzei Klal. Rashi doesn't even hint to it at all, so it's obviously not the Pshut HaShel Mikra answer. Nice answers for one studying Chumash, but not the Pshat answer. Now, in the Sicha, the Rebbe said that Rashi did not answer any of these questions. In Ha'ara 6, the Rebbe brings up the possibility that maybe Rashi did address one of them. The question, as to why the Torah details the numbers of the second half, the number of the Yidden's half. So, Pirshu HaMefarshim Shazui Kavanas Rashi. The Mefarshim, the Mizrahi, the Maskil David, Devik Toiv, written by the Taz. Devik Toiv is not written by the Taz. The Devik Toiv is a different Mefarshim Rashi. They explain Shazui Kavanas Rashi b'mashakasav al haposuk v'tihi mechetz ha'saeda kach dekach. Rashi on the pasuk v'tihi mechetz ha'saeda, the pasuk which introduces the half of the Yidden, Rashi says the words kach v'kach. The half of the community was such and such. That's an extra Rashi because the pasuk says what the half of the community was. The Mefarshim analyze this Rashi and they say this is must be levayer to explain she'ein kavanas hakosuv lefarish tzchum hamechza. Rashi wants to let you know that the Torah is not interested in giving you the numbers per se. Kim shu ke'ein maimer amusker. It's like a parentheses. In other words, you have to read it she'machatzi so'eda she'hi hoisa kach v'kach lokach mesham minanu echad mechamishim, at the half of the community which was such and such. Moshe took from it 1/5. In other words, the actual numbers aren't the Torah's point. So Rashi, by saying the words kach v'kach, he hints to us the answer to that question, possibly. You want to know why Torah says the numbers of the second half? Torah actually didn't mean to say the numbers of the second half specifically. Torah meant to say it as a parenthetical point. The half of the community, which, by the way, was kach v'kach, so and so, da-da-da-da-da, v'yikach Moshe, Moshe took a half. Now, that only explains Rashi's words, but it doesn't explain the actual point, as the Rebbe says. Gam zet tzarich bir. That also needs clarification. Ki maimer amuzgar azem yuter legamri. Because let's assume it was a parenthetical point. The parenthetical point itself is pointless. There's no need to say it. Just say the half of the Yidden, Moshe followed instructions and gave the 50th. Or Eile Kaman Ara 19. We're going to see later that Rebbe is going to come back to this Rashi and give his own explanation of what Rashi means to say. And it's not going to be the way the Mefarshim learned. It's a new Mechudash takeaway. Ha'ara 7, where the Rebbe points to his sources for the fact that Rashi explains everything that's difficult in Shudashal Mikra, he points us to Likut HaSichas Chilik Yud, Amud 13, Uvehanisman Sham Ha'ara 1. There is it's a fascinating Sicha about the snake, as to why Rashi doesn't address when the snake lost his power of speech. Right in the beginning, the Rebbe makes the point about Rashi being the man who answers all problems in Pshat. And in that first Ha'ara, the Rebbe points to a couple of other sikhas where this principle is more fully discussed. So where we're at right now is we have a couple of questions in the Parsha. We know the Parsha structure. Count the booty, divide it in two halves. Half to the war guys, half to the Jews. 1/500th of the war guys to Elazar. 1/50th to the Levium. Then the Parsha goes and gives much detail. Two steps of detail on the war half, how much there was, how much the half was, and how much the tax was. But it doesn't do all those steps on the other side. On the side of the Yidden, it just says how much the half was, but it doesn't say how much the tax was. And our question was, firstly, what's the point of the numbers? Secondly, if you're going to give numbers, either give it fully or give nothing. Either say the full detail on both sides, or just say the umbrella number and we'll figure out the math ourselves. The Rebbe gives now the Ramban's answer. The Ramban who he referred to in Ha'ara 5, this is the Ramban's answer. Ha'Ramban Metaritz, we're continuing inside Sif Aleph. Hutzrach HaKosov L'Prat HaZeh SheYazker Kama HaMechza V'Kama HaMechaz. The Torah needed to give these details of how much was the halves and how much was the tax. L'Hidia, to let us know an awesome miracle that happened here. Ki Min HaYayim SheLokcho HaMalkoyach HaZeh. From the day that they took this booty in the battlefield, till the day that they counted it, halved it, and separated the tax, and gave it to Elazar, not one cattle, not one living being died. This is a massive miracle. And the same on the other half of the community that went to the Levium. One would think it takes time to fight a war, to bring it back to the camp, to count the massive number of animals and people, to divide them in half, to separate the tax, to give it to Elazar. This takes time. And over this entire time, not one animal died. That's a massive nace. The totals always remain the same. Therefore, Torah stresses the totals to let us know that these numbers were steady and never changed. Avo, says that that's a nice answer to the question. Milvad sha'adayin kosha lomolei pirat ha'kosov ha'meches ha'shayach le'levim. Besides the fact that the final question we asked is not answered, why doesn't the Torah go full detail on the Yidden side and give the entire number of the tax? Harei, it's also difficult to accept the very explanation of the Ramban. Gamal pipshuta shel mikro le'ovid kuchel brichu misa l'magna. The principle that Hashem does not do miracles in vain is accepted also in pshuta shel mikro. The lama osa kadosh baruch hu neizeh, so we would have to explain why the Eibishter did this neis. V'im bishvil shel layechzer mamon Yisrael, and if it was only to avoid the Yidden losing money, le'motzinu asiyas neis bishvil zeh. We never find Hashem doing extra miracles just to prevent loss of money on behalf of the Yidden. The kamadrachim lamakim shel layechzer mamon Yisrael. Hashem has many ways that he could avoid Yidden losing money. So we need to understand the purpose of the Nes. In Ha'ara 8, when introducing the answer of the Ramban, the Rebbe also gives us the Malbim ala Pasuk. Fascinating Malbim. Chlala Malbim is a fascinating Sefer on Chumash and on Tanakh. The Malbim takes the Ramban's Vort and he builds on it a little bit, adding some more detail about this Nes. Some of it I've already said, where we have the concept of the amount of time, the sheer amount of time that it took to create that the whole situation here. And he gives some of the lists, and he says you fight the battle, you know, on the Midian battlegrounds, it takes a long time to get back, and then in fact there was 7 days of waiting time when the Edom had to become tar from all the Tumah. And he builds on that idea of the fact that it was a massive, massive nes. By the way, as an aside, the Malbim finds significance in how come the Yidden's tax was 1/50. He just says, if you look earlier in the parsha, the Yidden sent 12,000 Jews to war. 12,000 is 1/50 of their population. 1/50 of 600,000 is 12,000. So that was why when it came to their tax, their gift to Hashem also had to be 1/50. Just an interesting aside. In Ha'ara 9, the Rebbe gives two sources where we see in Pshuta Shel Mikra that the klal of Kutcha B'richa Nisa L'Magna is accepted in Kutcha Sichas Chilik Hey, page 124, and Chilik Vav, page 49. There the Sicha discusses the Barad, and the Rebbe explains there as well the purpose of the Nes that happened there where the hailstones were left suspended in midair. So just other places in the Rebbe's Torah where that concept is discussed. Ha'ara 10 is the source for the Maimer, the famous saying, Le'ovei Kutcha B'richa Nisa L'Magna. In fact, this statement has no direct source in all of Chazal. It's an Aramaic statement that was coined somewhere, but we don't have a source for it in Gemara or in anywhere in Midrashim. The closest we have to it is Re'ei Drashas Haran, Drush Ches Hakdoma Aleph. The Drashas Haran, quite a famous sefer written by the Ran, multiple drushes about different fundamental ideas in Yiddishkeit. In Drush Ches, in his first introduction, the Ran writes that one of the principles is that Hashem loves nature, loves the way nature is set, and he will not do things to change it for no apparent reason. There's also a reference to the Gemara in Shabbos, from Gimel Amud Beis, where there's a story about a man who his wife died after giving birth. He didn't have the money to hire a wet nurse to feed his baby. And the Eibishter made a miracle on the person himself. The man himself was able to feed his own son in the ways that a woman usually would. And the Gemara says, Kama Gadol Adam Zeh, how great is this man, Shanasa Le Nes Gadol Kazeh, such a nes was done for him. And the other Amira commented, actually, Kama Gerua Adam Zeh, how negative, how bad is this man, Shanistana Le Sidre Bereshis, that the orders of creation were changed for him. But the idea being that things don't just change. Hashem changes Teva either because the man was great or because the man was bad, whatever it was. But there was a reason. There's no such thing as a nes happening for nothing. So we have therefore rejected the Ramban's answer, not completely, because if we could find a purpose for the nes, which the Rebbe will do in the Sicha, then that answer will come back into play. But for now, we are just stuck with questions on the Parsha, which Rashi does not answer at all. The answer to these questions will come in stages. Sif Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. Each stage will address a different point of the issues that we're dealing with. Let's start with Seif Beis. Habir Bazeh. The explanation, the core explanation of the issues at hand. Im haya kasav b'teira rak tziva kadosh baruch hu ula'achareze v'yas moisha v'gemer v'tulay. Let's return to the original premise. The original l'cho'ere inimuv v'nklal. Right there when the Rebbe started the questions. He said, all the Torah has to say is, Moshe followed instructions, and that's it. Who cares what the numbers were? Who cares how much they gave? Moshe followed instructions. A reader, the Ben Chomesh LeMikra, who would just read that, would have a massive shiloh. Makim l'shiloh gedoyla v'dafka al pi pashtas ha'inyanim. There will be room for a huge question, specifically on a literal level. Al pi teva, nature dictates that b'shviyo malkoyach ba'adam u'v'behema, when there's loot and spoils from humans and from animals, le'shchiyachu klal u'klal, it's not at all common, asher ha'mispar, dekol min v'min b'fnei atzmai, that the number, and not just the total number, the number of every type of spoils, yiyah meduyak ad kedei kach, shamachtzisei shel kol min b'fnei atzmai, yichulak l'kvutzei shel chamishim v'shel chamish me'ez, b'li she'yivaser oidef. That the total number of every type of spoils should amount to a number which will be divisible by 50 or 500 exactly with no remainder. Naturally, one would assume that there's multiple numbers, many different numbers. Why should every number be divisible by 50 and 500? Especially considering there's multiple types of spoils. There's people, there's sheep, there's donkeys, there's cattle. U'b'loshen chazal, e'ef shalatzantzim. As Chazal have the expression, "E'ef shalatzamtzim," it's impossible to be exact. We'll return to this in a second. Ubemela, automatically, b'nida nidan in our case, mikevon sha'atzivui hoya likach meches ochuz echad mechamishim mechelik bnei Yisrael, the echad mechamish meis mechelik anshei hatzava. Since the Ben Chomesh LeMikra has just seen that Hashem gave a commandment to take 1/50th for the Levim and 1/500th for Elazar from the war people, there has to be an instruction. What do we do with the extras? The Talmud assumes, naturally there will be extras. Not every number will be exactly divisible by 550. What do we do with the extras? By the way, in other places in Torah, we find the Befedesh instructions for what to do with extra. For example, when it came to them building the Mishkan, when the Yiriyas Izin, the second layer of the coverings, were bigger than the Yiriyas HaMishkan, the pasuk makes clearly what should be done with the serach ha'edef, the hanging, the amount of the curtain that was hanging over extra the first curtain. Here too, there should be an instruction on what to do with the extras. Lachein mefarat hakasuv. Therefore, the pasuk details by yihi amal koyach kol hamisparim mipratius. It's important for Torah to give us the numbers. Lohaydia shahaya b'nidin nidan diuk nifla. Bechol misparim elu. That in this case there was a major precision in these numbers. The bechol min b'fnei atzma hiya mispar meduyak ba'ayfin shalakhu echad achos mechamishim ve'echad mechamish meis mi'amachtzis ol ha'edav klal. In a way, there was an exact precision here that they were able to take 1/50th and 1/500th without remainder. Now, that's not a nes. Ein loymar al zeh nes hipechateva ka'avram shaloi nisraf b'kivshan du'ur kazdim l'chayetzim b'zeh. That's not a nace opposite nature. Like Avram not being burnt, that's opposing to nature. Here, this is not against nature. Ki ein ha-teva machriach shelo yiyu ha-misparim meduyakim. Nature doesn't force that there will be uneven numbers. Aval ein zeh shchiach kal v'kal. It's just very, very, very improbable. But it definitely could happen. So we don't have to have a beer here of why the Eibishter made this nace. That's not a nace. But the Torah is stressing to us that this is what happened. There was a wonderful precision that every single number came out in a way that the Eibishter's Tzivui would be able to be fulfilled in its fullest sense, 550. Let's return for a moment to the Rebbe's borrowing the term from Chazal, E'ef Shalitzamtzim. It's impossible to be exact. It's a bit unclear to me what the Rebbe means by this. The principle of E'ef Shalitzamtzim, as the Rebbe notes in Ha'ara 11, is brought in Chulin Daf Chavches Amud Beis, V'sham nisman. And over there is noted to other sources, most notably the sugya in Becheres, Daf Yod Zayin and Yod Ches. That's the longest sugya we have in Shas about Eif Shel Tzamtzim. But let's first focus on the Gemara in Chulin. In Chulin, Daf Chav Ches on the days, the Gemara talks about Shechita, of half, exactly half of a bird's windpipe. And the Gemara examines what is the geder, what is the halachic geder of half? Is half considered the majority or not? It's machlekas amiroyim. And the Gemara tries to prove one way or the other from a brisa. The brisa is about a tanner, a pottery oven. A pottery oven which becomes tamei, the Torah says, yutatz, it has to be completely crushed and destroyed. And so long as most of the oven is still there, it's not considered destroyed. Says the brisa, what happens if you split the oven directly in half? Two equal parts. Is this considered tahar or tamei? The brisa says, both halves are tamei. Lefi she'i efshel tzamtzim. Both halves are tamei because you can't be exact. And what that means is, since we can't be sure which is the bigger half, in other words, it's impossible that we divided it exactly in half. One of them's got to be bigger. We just can't tell which one is bigger, so we say they're both tamei. Says the Gemara, ha efshel tzamtzim. If it would be possible, in theory, to be exact, then it's true, they would be tahar. And the discussion continues as it relates to that sugya, not relevant to our sikha. The point is, over there we see that even something as simple as splitting something in half, it's impossible to do by human hands, by nature. It says the Rebbe in Ari 11, uvemi kol shekein bekal v'chaymer, meha inyan shebechulin chav chesam v'beis. It's a kol shekein bekal v'chaymer from what's discussed in Chulin, that over here it should be almost impossible to have a exact natural outcome of divisibility. Now the kal v'chaymer is not so clear to me, because the Eif Shel Tzamtzim principle has to do with people doing things. In other words, can I crack an oven in half exactly? Not about a situation being created. Is it possible for me, for there to be an exact number of animals ending up? Could be the kal v'chaymer is just take it from that. In other words, if I can't actively dictate a reality of equality, how could I expect for a reality to just come into existence where there's complete equality? Maybe that's the kal v'chaymer, but I'm not sure. In Ha'ara 12, the Rebbe brings Lehoir Mipirash Rashi Nosoi Limedcha Shehoyu Klei Amikdash Mechuvonim. There's a Rashi in Parashas Nosoi where the Pasuk says Kel Kesef HaKelim, all the silver of the vessels equal that to the number. And Rashi says, why does the Pasuk say that specifically? It's to tell us that when it came to the measurements of Kelim in the Mishkan, they were completely exact. Leiriba v'leimit, no more, no less. The Rebbe brings up a Ha'ara, in other words, it seems like from Rashi there that maybe there is room for complete precision and exactitude. The Rebbe doesn't answer this point. One could easily be mechalek and say that that is talking about weight. This is talking about a different situation. But again, maybe based on the way we explain the kal v'chaymer in Ora 11, if I can't dictate a reality of equality, surely I can't expect a reality of equality to fall into my hands. Maybe that's what the Rebbe means here. Regardless, let's move on to Ora 13. Quite a difficult Ha'ara to understand. In Ha'ara 13, the Rebbe says, just talking about the idea of exact numbers, the Rebbe brings up another place in Torah where we have the idea of exact numbers. Ulehoyer, to note, Shegam b'minyan b'nei Yisrael hoya b'chol pam b'chol shevet mispar ha'mischalik l'chamishim. When it came to counting the Jews, every time, every shevet, there was a number which divided by 50. And the Rebbe quotes the Psukim here. Bamidbar Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chav Tamem Gimel, when the Giddin are counted. Sham Perek Gimel, Chav Beis Tlamedal, when the Levim are counted. And last week's Parsha, Pinchas, Chav Vav, Psukim Hei Tanun. And the Rebbe says that in every single Shevet, there was a number which was divisible by 50. The Lechayre Gam Zel Lishchiach Klal Uklal. This is also completely uncommon. Mitzarech Iyon Atam Alzeh. And we need to examine the reason for this. Now, that question stands alone, but just the fact that the Rebbe says that in every Shevet there was a number which divided equally in 50 is a bit difficult, because one who reads Parshas Pinchas will see clearly that Shevet Reuven, their number was 43,730, not 50. So this is puzzling. You know, even if you could have written the harder and said, you know, b'chol pam b'kimat kol shevet. Here you write b'chol pam b'chol shevet, and it really isn't that way. So we'd have to understand what the Rebbe means by that. But either way, v'tzarich ilan atam alzeh, we need to examine the reason of why it was divisible by 50. V'im yishum sarich hamishim, possibly one could answer, because there had to be sarich hamishim. That means there was people that were in charge of every 50 yidden. And if there would be a number that was not divisible by 50, there would be some remainder that of people that wouldn't have a sarich hamishim to be in charge of them. But that's not a fair point, because hareyesh gam sarich asaris v'sarich meis. There are also people that have to be in charge of every 10 people, and people have to be in charge of every 100 people. If you had a number that wasn't divisible by, you know, and there was, for the same price, there could have been a number divisible by 10 that wouldn't have covered the Sarei Asares, nor the Sarei Meis. Now, the Sarei Meis's point seems clear, because if you end up with a Klal Yisrael that's divisible only by 50 and not divisible by 100, then you're ignoring the Sarei Asares. But seemingly, every time the number is divisible by 50, it's also divisible by 10. So what does the Rebbe mean by Hareyesh Gam Sarei Asares? What he should say is Hareyesh Gam Sarei Meis V'Sarei Alafim. There were the people of 100 and the people of thousands who weren't being taken care of, even as it is. So here too, the Lashon Sarei Asares is a bit difficult. But then the Rebbe says, "Ulahayir mechamishim ish ratzim lefanav." One could note an answer from the idea of the 50 men running in front of Avshalom, Shmuel Beis, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Aleph, where Avshalom set himself up a chariot and got 50 men to run in front of him. So maybe 50 is a chashuv number. Al derech zeh Melachim Beis, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes, the fascinating story of Achaziah when he got sick and he sent his ministers to go to Baal Zavuv, to the Avodah Zarah of Baal Zavuv, to check out if he would live from this illness. Eliyahu HaNavi stopped his messengers in the middle of the way, told him to go back, because Hashem had said, why do you prefer to go to your Avodah Zarahs? Isn't there a God in Israel? You could have asked his Nevi'im. And because of that, the bed upon which you lie, you will never rise from. Go back and tell Achaziah that he will die. And Achaziah, when he heard about this news, he immediately identified the man as Eliyahu HaNavi. And he sent back Sar HaChamishim VaChamishav. He sent one of his Sar Chamishims, one of his guys who were in charge of 50 men, along with 50 men together with him. And a whole story took place where Eliyahu killed them all and then killed a second group. And only a third group, he came back with him. The point was that Chamishim is a number which is used to bring out Chashivos in the Torah. Hamayra al Chashivos b'kvutza kazu. It shows on an importance of this kvutza. Okay. Ha'arav 14. Ha'arav 14 is on the Rebbe's point that the Pasuk tells us the details so that we could know that they were able to take 1/50th and 1/500th with exactitude without a remainder. Al pizeh, based on this, yumtak diuk lashon atzivui echad nefesh mechamesh hameyais echad achuz min hachamishim behei hayedia. The expression in the Torah becomes very geschmack. The Torah doesn't say take one per 500, one per 50. It says take one from the 500s. Take one from the 50. What's the "the"? The is ki meyikara behatzivui. In the beginning, when giving the command, ramaz sheyeshnoi rak mispar shalom shal chamesh meis, Hashem was hinting that you should know there is only groups of 500s and 50s. This tzivui is going to be carried out in its fullest sense with no remainder because there is the 500s and the 50s. Ha'ara 15, ein zeh shchiach klal uklal. Even though it's not unnatural, but it's very, very, very improbable. Al derech, like the pasuk uses in the expression, v'hoel lekim in aliyade. It's such an extent that we say Hashem brought it to his hands. In other words, it could be explained with a natural phenomenon, but it's very, very improbable that it happened that way. This is the Rebbe's first point in Sif Beis, just explaining that the Talmud would be puzzled why there was no tzivui what to do with the remainder. Therefore, the Torah says the number so that we understand that there actually was no remainder.